Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, the 13th of March, 2018. And we've been working through the Psalms. Psalms are a great comfort to God's people. And I think we were ready for the eighth psalm. We got through the seventh psalm last time. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Well, when we think upon the name of the Lord, there's another passage that says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run into it when they are saved. The name of the Lord is all-encompassing. It is not only who he is, but it is what he is. The name of the Lord shows us his power and his majesty. You know, the fact that he created all things and by him all things consist. Colossians 1. And the psalmist asked the question, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? There is a song that says, out of the ivory palaces, Jesus came from glory and condescended and took on the form of a servant, became the Son of Man, and visited us here, manifested himself in time, and died upon a cruel and rugged cross. And what a picture that gives us of his love, for him to condescend to one of low estate. You know, it's quite a miracle. It's quite a miracle to see what Christ did in redemption. And we see in the book of Job, this scripture that talks about, what is the man that thou art mindful of, and the son of man that thou visitest him? We can see in the seventh chapter of Job, says in the 17th verse. Same kind of idea or theme. What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and thou shouldst set thine heart upon him, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning, try him every moment? Well, Jesus Christ created all things. All of the stars of heaven, the sun and the moon, he's put all things under his feet. And this sometimes when you go out at night, you look up in the heavens and see it, thousands and thousands of stars. You go out and look at all of the beasts of the field and the thousands of different insects and birds and creatures he's created. It's mind-boggling. It does cause us to stand in awe of our wonderful Creator and Redeemer. Now in the ninth psalm, we go on, and the psalmist says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in thy throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever, O thou enemy. Destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them, but the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And that they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion, declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them, he forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid in their own, is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgon Selah, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. We see this on the one side, David is praising God with his whole heart, but he's also showing how the wicked have come against God, come against his word, come against the Holy One. and how God avenges his people and how he protects them and how he has judged the wicked. And we see this today, don't we? We see how that those who are defiant against God, who have shook their fist in the face of God, how absolutely naive they are to think that they could come against their own Creator, the one that created them. And God will pour out his judgment and wrath upon them. So it behooves us to cry out to God for mercy, and he will hear us. He is long-suffering. He's kind. We're undeserving of his favor. But the Lord loves his children forever. And everlasting love means his love he will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life, and is with us amid all the strife. Whatever his children go through, he's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before his Father. Two, when we don't know how to pray, he's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus, and he will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to him if we were not his daughters and sons, but they are adopted into his family. This work is already done. And then we also need to be reminded that Christ's word forever stands. Many today will give you their word of things they're going to do, but many times we find out what they have said is not true. But the word of God can be trusted. He cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know that these words you spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world has been created, before it had ever begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. These words are Christ. These words of Christ we can trust. With most assurance, we can know so. So what should our response be? We're told to give praise to our Lord and Savior. We should be forever grateful for his unmerited favor. Our praise should come forth in a variety of ways. The fruit of our lips should we sing every day. With gratitude and thanksgiving, we should him laud and bring endless praises to the one up above. For he's the only one worthy of our love and adoration, for he's the one who brought us eternal salvation. Both honor and praise we bring to our King, and we look forward in heaven when we will then sing. With the angels around his great throne, an anthem of glory will be that great song. Well, I'm glad to know that we have Psalms, and we look at the beauty of the earth. When I look at the beauty of the earth with all its majesty, I can't help but be reminded how the Creator died on the tree, the very tree he made just for the sacrifice and placed there. He paid the price for me. I'm sure the beauty of Mount Calvary was serene when the Redeemer hung there in agony and pain. But on resurrection morning, the beauty must have burst forth with the glory of our Savior, and all creation clapping its hands in praise, showing him its pleasure. Yes, the beauty of the earth reveals a mighty Creator and King. And most importantly, the angels in heaven sing, worshiping the Lamb that was slain. He our redemption did bring. Well, may the good Lord add a blessing to his word this morning. And may his name be magnified and exalted throughout the earth. God bless.